Anyway, I'm just getting my morning started here. Could you call me back in an hour, half hour, or something?
Well, Charlie was able to find a plan for you right now. He's here to go over the details for you.
Yeah, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie.
Yeah.
Am I speaking with... Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
Who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
Nathaniel Griffin.
Nathaniel. Awesome, Nathaniel. You were talking to my colleague Dan here about first page placement with Google. What did you like about the conversation that he was talking with you?
I've always been on there naturally, so I'm not too impressed with the phone call yet, but I'm going to have to do something, obviously, because you guys have taken my name off of that list, or someone has, so I kind of get what's going on here. We just
gotcha.
Need to get some kind of advertising up.
Gotcha. So you've been up on Google before, and then for some reason it's not up there now?
Before they started charging and taking people's names off of Google, yeah, I was on there.
Before Google started paying for that stuff. Okay.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, though, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've been moving around the last couple of years, so now we're stationary, so we can
okay.
do something again.
So now you guys are all settled in. Now you guys aren't moving anywhere, right?
Yeah, we moved around a bit. We had some grandkids, so we moved back to the area.
Oh, nice. Okay. So where are you guys originally from? Because I see you guys are over in Washington,
yeah.
Cashmere, Washington.
Yeah, we're from Lake Bay or Gig Harbor
okay.
area.
Okay. My dad lives in Puyallup.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're not too far from us.
Yeah.
yeah.
So right around the corner for you guys. Awesome. All right.
Just right across the water.
Yeah. It's always good there. Okay, let me just see what kind of going on here with if you guys. I know you said you have one, but for some reason I'm not seeing something being pulled up here. I know you guys have a Yelp.
What do you mean as far as the I do have a Yelp listing and I have a Facebook.
Okay.
And
okay.
I think I have a couple more. I can't remember them.
Okay. I'm just trying to pull up your Google listing. Okay, I see this.
And what you guys are talking about doing is setting up a full website, a web page, yada, yada, yada.
We can do that. Do you not have a web page?
I do. They're spread out over the years. I'm not sure really what's going on with all of them.
Okay.
They're, like I said, this marked target area was Cashmere, so I thought I changed this one, and I haven't.
Okay. So those business name I have here is All Things Construction. Is that correct?
Sure.
Okay. Is that the one that you...
Just for some background, I've moved to Idaho, so I had one in Idaho. I had one in Cashmere. I had one here.
Okay.
I had one in Lake Bay. So I've had, there's probably three or four of them out there you'll find.
Okay. But that's...
I would assume.
Your company name, though.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mine
and
only
well,
mine.
Awesome. Well, because I was just saying, so the website that's associated with your Yelp listing, it doesn't allow me to click it. It basically says, like, the URL was not found on this server. So that's why when you were asking for a website and you said you had one, I wasn't able to just find one.
Why is that?
That's been down or not. I don't know. That's why I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
So I know I had another one at All Things Construction /business/suite. I had that.
Yeah.
I had a
so
Facebook.
this one's allthingsconstruction.business.site. So I don't know if you try to build this with like a Google site, because usually that's what comes up is when that happens.
I want to say I paid somebody to do that.
Okay. And I'm guessing you don't pay them anymore.
I am not tech savvy. I swing a hammer.
Okay.
I swing a hammer. So I mean, you're
okay.
Talking to the
okay.
wind, man.
Got it. I get you. Okay. So how are you getting your clients right now?
I've always done word of mouth. Like I said, I'm a one man band, so I don't try to overwhelm myself. I do one job at a time, so it's always worked one after the other.
Okay.
But I need to get something to generate now.
Okay.
get busy.
Gotcha. Okay. So this is how this program works for you. Basically, mm-hmm. what happens is somebody that's searching for your services, okay, in the local area. I see that you go 100 miles out. Do you like going 100 miles, or would you rather stay closer to home?
We are in a very rural area, so
right.
that 100 miles is not crazy. It okay. probably looks crazy to you guys, but it's not really crazy on our map.
Okay. So let's say somebody's, most profitable job would probably be a home remodeling for you guys, or flooring is really good. But let's say somebody's searching flooring, right, within your area, you would be one of those companies mm-hmm. on that first page that's recommended for them to click and to call you directly. So it is just sure. a flat rate of month to month. Now, I know you did say you have a Facebook page. Do you post, like, your before and after pictures on there at least, or interact with clients there?
No.
Okay.
No, and like I said, because I'm a one-man band, I've never really had to advertise, man. I mean, I get done with the job and my next one's ready.
Okay.
So I've never had to do that, sell my ass. But now I'm starting fresh from a new market, and I'm going to have to sell my ass a little.
Right, just a little bit. Well, we can help yeah. you there, because that's why this is so beneficial to you, and this is why you're going to love it. And like I said, the people that are searching for those services in that Washington area, you would be popping up. So people are going to call you directly. You'll be able to give out quotes, estimates, all that good stuff, right? Now, the real benefit sure. to this as well is that your customers are on Facebook. Okay, so the people that aren't buying from Google, we actually retarget those people on Facebook. So now when they're scrolling through their timeline or their stories, they're seeing your business pop up. Okay, so now you're more yeah. relevant to them, and your conversions are actually higher than they would be if they were just searching. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that used to happen all the time.
No. Before you had
I'm just saying,
right?
You know, yeah, 6 or 8 years ago, it happened all yeah. the time. I used to get all kinds of work from it. And my wife kind of looks at it more than I do.
Right,
but,
right. I know, the times have definitely changed. I mean, even like with word of mouth too, nowadays, it's just like somebody, you know, you say like, oh, go look up this guy. You can find him on Google. You can find his Yelp and check out his pictures. I mean, you know, they're still going to look you up no matter what. So having a good online presence to show your work there is just going to benefit you in the long run, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. So I do want to give you a little bit of time frame here. This does take a little bit of time to build. Okay, now we are Google Premier Channel.
I understand.
Yeah. So it does take us around 30 to 45 days to get you to that first page of Google, okay? So industry standards is around 3 to 6 months. So we're able to cut that and expedite that a little bit more because we are those channel partners with Google. Now, with your Facebook ads, we're able to get those up and running within 7 to 14 days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you did
And I have access to that.
Yeah.
I can get my Google ads up if I wanted. I think I can just hit a switch. I think I have it turned off.
Your Google ads?
But, yeah, but they were charging me so damn much.
Yeah,
if
so,
I remember correctly, last time I used it.
Yeah, so Google ads is different than what we're doing here. This is the local listing. So you'd be on that first page in that map section. So that's that flat rate. Now, Google ads charges you per click or per lead, depending on what type of advertisement you're doing. So that's why they're charging you so much. Okay.
Okay.
So that's the difference there. With the Facebook ads that we would help you with, now you wouldn't have to pay extra. That's actually included in this, but I do want to ask you, you do need a website. And you did ask about it. Is that something that you want us to take care of for you?
It's just out of my capability. I mean, it's
gotcha.
Going to have to be, I guess, if I need one.
Okay. Do you have a domain name, or that other person already said they did everything for you?
No, I want to say my domain name was that one, I want to say that business was in Idaho, if I think, if I'm correct, that business suite or site, excuse me, business.
Yeah. As long as you have the domain name, all things construction, business site, then that's fine because we can use that and then we can build your website. If you didn't have it, we would just have to purchase it for you. You know what I mean?
Sure. Sure. No, I've done that.
Okay. Awesome. See, you are a little tech savvy.
I did. Forrest got my way through it, man.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay. So everything here is a verbal 2-month agreement. Like my colleague did say, we are looking to fill this position. So we do just work with you in your area. All right. So once you're on the first page of Google, we close out this category and we don't work with anybody who does what you do. So we're strictly focusing on you and getting you the results you need. All right.
Okay.
So it is a month to month pricing. It's not per click, per lead or anything like that. All right. Now your pricing would be set at a flat rate of just $299 month to month. Now there is a $99 setup fee for this. We are going to build your website with this. So there's no additional cost month to month or anything like that. That is included in that $299 for you. Okay. Now there is a $99 setup fee just to get the Facebook ads for the programming and then get, you know, the front end of that website built as well. Now we will optimize it going forward in that $299 price month to month, but it is a setup fee for $99. So out the door would be $398, but then after that month, that first month is just $299 going forward. Okay.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, this is a premier service. Like I said, this is a premier service. So with that, your Google will be optimized to get on the first page month to month, so you won't fall off of that first page. Okay.
It'll put me on the first page.
What was that?
Sorry, I was talking to my wife.
Oh.
I was talking to my wife, sorry.
So the $299 will cover us optimizing that Google listing for month to month so you don't fall off that first page. That also includes us giving you basically your advertising budget for Facebook as well. So you're not paying in addition to the Facebook. And then also we're able to build you that website and then the hosting fee for that is worked into that $299 price also. So you're really getting your online presence for only $299 month to month.
I have to sit down and talk to my wife about that. That's a lot every month. Considering I've never paid for anything, that's a lot.
Okay. Yeah, when you first did it, you had you had the first of Google where, you know. What were you getting charged with Google?
I want to say they were, it wasn't Google I was using. I was using Facebook. It was strange. It was like some days it would be more or some months, and I just decided to shut it off. And then I'm not really bringing in any income, so I need to watch what I'm doing as well.
Okay. So the advertisements weren't really working for you when you were doing it, correct?
I'd say no, right?
Okay. Yeah. So the difference between, us.
Since I can do it month to month.
What was that?
Oh, she was asking if you can do it 3 months at a time or anything like that. In blocks.
Oh, like a 3-month contract?
Yeah, or something like that.
So we
can test it out, I guess, basically is what she's saying.
Yeah, so we can do a 3-month contract. It will be a little more expensive today, but that month-to-month price would definitely be cut down. So for our 3-month contract, up front is $700.
Yeah.
And that covers everything that we talked about. But, I mean, if you break that down,
you can cancel it. You can cancel it anytime.
Yeah, I mean, We just asked that you would be able to cancel it within 3 business days of your next cycle. And I would actually call you before that 3 months is up. Like, let's say I'd call you a week before and I'd say, hey, your 3 months is coming up. This is the results that you've gotten from that. Would you like to guys just do month to month? Would you guys like to extend it to another 3 months? And we can kind of cross that bridge when we get there, if that's something you guys want to do.
Yes, we can cancel it anytime, even if we did month to month. We can try it. So yeah, we can reach you for the first month and bring some something, right? I guess that makes sense.
What was that?
I reckon we can try it for a month or something and see how it works, right?
Yeah, so that's why the month-to-month is super popular, because our customers do like to, you know, test it for that first month and see what happens. We do have a 97% retention rate after that first month. So we can, like you said, you can see how it works, see what jobs you'll get in, and then you guys can evaluate at the end of the month.
All right, and what would you recommend is the smartest for your guys? Find out. Longer than that month, or?
So the first month is really that building process, right? So like the first 30 to 45 days, you're not going to get the absolute best results you're going to get, right? Because you're not on that first page yet, right? And then it takes 7 to 14 days to build those Facebook ads. So you're not getting that full month of that advertising. So the best results you're going to see, is probably after the second month. So if you guys would want to do the 3 month contract, one, it'll save you money on that month to month long term for that 3 months. And then two, at least you have 3 months to really evaluate, you know, this marketing project. Cause just to like do the math for you really quickly.
I just kind of did. Yeah, it's a savings of like a third.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's only thing I'm good at, man, is numbers.
Yeah. Hammers and numbers.
Yeah. I get it. Let's go for it.
Okay. So you just guys want to do, you want to do the month to month?
Yeah, for like 3 months.
So you want to do the month to month for 3 months?
Oh, she says month to month and we'll cancel it when we want. I'm okay. Really good at following orders. I've been married a long time.
Okay. Hey, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. I don't know if she's always happy, but she's mine.
Well, that's a good thing then. Okay, so let's see here. So I just want to make sure everything's correct here. So I have all things construction, and then I don't have a business address. So what's a business address for you?
P.O. Box 975.
So I'm going to need a physical address. Now, it won't show on your listing. We'll hide it, but what it will say is like Cashmere, Washington, and it'll have the zip code, and that's like basically where the PIN is going to be allocated to.
Sure. You want to give them the new one? This one's fine. 51 East Lakewood Drive.
51 East. Lakewood.
That's in Belfair, Washington, 98528. But we don't receive mail here.
Okay. And you said it's in Belfair, is that correct?
Yeah, B-E-L-F-A-I-R.
Okay. Washington. Okay. Let me see something here. For some reason, it's not popping up on my deal. Let me just make sure I have it correct.
Oh, it might not. It's a brand new address. We just got it. We had an undeveloped property we bought, so it's a new address.
Oh, gotcha. So you guys just built on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see here. Okay, so I have 51 Lakewood Drive, Belfour, B-E-L-F-A-I-R or I-A-R?
Yeah. I-R. It's East Lakewood Drive.
It's East Lakewood Drive, yes. There we go. Interesting.
You see why we went to the PO box?
I do. Okay.
It's fine. It's fine. It's just frustrating because it was a plat. We bought a plat and we're only putting one house on it. So I think it's just funny with the maps.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So question here. So this is where your pin is going to start from your radius. So do you want this address or do you want your Cashmere address?
I'm not in Cashmere whatsoever, so you can eliminate that altogether.
Okay, so you guys are in Belfour.
We're in Belfour.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so
I'm working in the Puget Sound area.
Okay. Gotcha. Let me just make sure.
That's why he was confused. Yeah, I will not be going over into mountains. Yeah, we work only this side of the water. I really don't even go to Seattle, to be honest with you.
Okay. Gotcha.
Here's Mason. Gets up.
Do you do more work, like, let's see. Okay. Do you guys do more, like, down south more?
No, if you know the area. Your dad's in Puyallup, you said?
Yeah.
You know where the Narrows Bridge, you know where the Narrows is?
Yeah.
Okay, I am on the other side. I'm on that side of the water, and I don't cross the bridge.
Gotcha. So you just kind of, yeah. You don't want to pay the...
Typically. I mean, I do work in Tacoma, Olympia area,
yeah,
in that circle. But my circle starts in from that side of the water.
Okay. Gotcha.
So it's kind of confusing because I know from Bird's Eye, it's like 30 miles from Seattle, but it is absolutely an hour and a half.
Yeah, well, because you got to go all the way around.
yeah, certainly.
You got to go all the way around.
Every time I go over there.
Yeah, and then two, you got the traffic.
yep. Yeah, we don't go over there often. Something's got to be on fire for us to go over there.
You're like, we are not going to Pike's Market.
No, we don't. I mean, Seattle's just ridiculous.
It's honestly in the last, so my dad moved up there 2014. Since then, it's gotten so bad. Like, so bad. I'm like, what happened here?
California? I don't know.
You're right.
I mean, it's a lot slower pace on this side. It stays a little bit slower on this side. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's still crazy, man. The price of shit, there's just, yeah, everything's nuts.
Okay.
But
yeah,
to be honest with you,
I'm trying. And the homeless is bad, too.
That's on top of it, yeah. And I'm trying to cater more to this side in, like, Olympia area.
Okay.
And if I'm going to venture anywhere farther, it's going to be out west that way.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, so let's see here. So I've got 51 East Lakewood Drive, Belfair, Washington. What's the zip code?
98528.
Okay. And then I'm going to let my team know that you need a website because you don't have one right now. It's down. And then they'll be able
and
to...
And I have all my own pictures.
What was that?
I can get you guys all my pictures, everything on my site to all my work.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We actually prefer that because then it's just totally
your work on there. There's no, like, you know, there's no stock images or anything like that. So, yeah, we'll get all those pictures for you, because the more pictures, the better. And then that'll work that'll work good with your Google Business Profile, and it'll work good with your Facebook advertisements as well that we'll put together. One second here.
He doesn't know I'm not good at before and after, Sonny. I'll tell him though.
you kind of just start the job and then you're like, oh, that looks nice.
Yeah, I could care less.
Yeah.
It just gets working. Yeah. I mean, I've just been doing it too long. I'm not sitting here celebrating every bathroom I get done.
That's true. It's for the customers.
She sells drugs, she's a pharmacy tech, so it's like, I get it, but.
Yeah.
I'm basically like a prostitute with hammers.
You got a prostitute with hammer, and you got somebody that sells drugs legally.
Exactly. Right? There you go. We're a perfect team. That's why we've been married 23 years.
Yeah. That's awesome. Nathaniel, what's your last name?
Griffin. Griffin.
Okay. And then what's an email address? So everything's going to be sent to you after we're done here. Invoice, copy of everything we talked about as well.
All things construction at Yahoo.
And then phone number that's good for you is 253-376-2253, correct?
You got it.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Let me see here. So we are going to do the $299 month to month, right?
Please.
Okay. That way, I'm going to put in here with the site.
Should I give you my other number? That Idaho number? Oh, okay.
Okay, let me see here.
What's crazy is how they control people's revenue, like their income of work and stuff that way. You pay them and then it's like, oh, and when you're done though, it's like, what? Like when you're done with these kind of guys, they're like, your advertising's done though. That's the only thing that's different, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I know, they're doing their job.
So Nathaniel, we protect our customers here at Local Splash. So for instance, I mean, I'm sure you're aware there are scammers out there. So we protect ourselves from somebody pretending to be you, and then we protect you that somebody be us. So when you will call into Local Splash to ask, you know, hey, I would like to change something on my website, or I'd like to target a different service, we'll ask you a security question, and then you would have the answer to that I'm off your account. Same vice versa. If we don't ask you that, then that's not us. And if somebody's calling on behalf of Local Splash, just hang up. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I have three security questions. You can pick one. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or you can have your first pet's name.
My first pet's name was Scooter.
Scooter. Okay. Was Scooter a dog?
Scooter was a Cocker Spaniel.
No way. What color was Scooter?
Scooter was black.
Okay. My dad has a Cocker Spaniel, and she's tan, so she looks like the dog from Lady and the Tramp.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
So that's actually his second Cocker Spaniel. We actually had one when I was in middle school. We got one, and same color and everything. We actually named her Lady because from Lady and the Tramp. So,
oh, yeah,
that's one of my favorite movies, actually.
Yeah, yeah. We after Lady, he was like, okay, I got to get another Cocker Spaniel because he just loves them. So now he has
They're
the new
so
one.
Sweet.
They are they. They like a lot of attention.
Yep.
Good attention.
Yeah, mine got. I'm gonna say mine got ran over. If I'm correct, I believe so.
Oh no.
Yeah, a long time ago.
That's right.
I got a big baby pack dog now. He doesn't do nothing but sleep and eat.
What kind of dog do you have now?
It's a Catahoula.
Oh wow.
A leopard dog.
Okay. Big dog.
Yeah, he's big. Medium size. He's a big baby.
There you go. Okay, so for the address, for the billing information, that's the same one that you want to use for
yep.
that you gave me earlier?
The P.O. box.
Okay, you want to use the P.O.? Okay, P.O. box. Okay, so 975.
That's the Allen, A-L-L-Y-N.
A-L-L-Y-N, Washington 20.
98524.
Okay. And we have Washington. What's the city that's in?
Allen.
The city. Oh, Allen's the city. Gotcha. Okay. They always have everything that's like line. We have to put everything into.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I just put it all on one line for you? No. Okay, so zip code, I have 98524, that's correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you guys going to be using a credit card or MasterCard, Visa, debit?
It is a... Visa.
Okay. It's a Visa. All right. And then I'm ready whenever you are.
It is 410-3906-3369-1171.
Okay. And then I'm going to repeat this back to you. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's 410-3906-3369-1171.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then your expiration date?
7/27.
Okay. And then your three-digit code on the back?
660.
Okay. Okay. All right, Nathaniel, before I make any process for the payment or anything like that, I'm going to walk you through what's called our voice verification. Reason being, I do have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it is an added form of protection for you that will be sent to you in writing with your invoice today, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to walk you through this. If you don't understand something, just do me a favor, stop me, and I can review what I said, or I can clarify it. Just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And I'll rephrase it. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good? Awesome. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurances to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All Things Construction.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Nathaniel Griffin, an owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Cool. You are an authorized user on this billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you act, that you're actively involved in your campaign, Nathaniel, as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's Scooter right there, okay?
Okay.
All right. You agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of our agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 15, in the non-refundable of $398. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th in the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment, okay?
Unless we cancel it.
Right. Right, which I'm going to get into here right now for you. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and that number is 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, if I can have the number one more time.
Yeah, I'll give it to you right now, but I'm also going to email it to you if that's what you want. It's 877-635-6225.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, like I said, that'll be emailed to you as well. You'll have all that. Okay.
Local Splash, yeah.
Okay, so
he's saying that you can
just
check my email every day, but I don't. Okay,
So we did just email you that invoice. We emailed you everything over right now. You should have received a text message from us also. Let me know if you got that text message. Should have probably just came in.
You'd be the first one I let know.
Okay.
I am yet to see it.
It has not come in.
Yes.
Okay. Bueller.
Funny. I say that all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah. My wife just looked at me and crazy.
Okay. Did you receive an email from us? Yes.
I'm looking right now.
Okay.
I locked out of my email for some reason. Why is that? Oh, I just got your text.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Do you need something from it?
Yes. So in this text message, it'll say, Nathaniel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to your email we have on file. And then it says, please click here, my LocalSplash .com terms. So click that, and it's going to take you to our terms and service. Okay. Now, on the bottom, it has a checkbox on there, and that's just saying that you are the authorized cardholder to make these purchases. Click that, and then sign your name, and then hit confirm. When you do that, you're going to go to another page that has a login.
It doesn't matter. That's your card. I used your card, not mine.
Okay.
Okay.
You're on my
Yes. I am doing it right now. Thank you. I need to create a username.
Okay, that's perfect. So you're at the login. Don't create nothing. You're going to get those credentials. Okay, this is how you're going to be able to track our work that we're doing. Okay, so that will be created within 5 to 7 days. That's going to get emailed to you. All right, now you'll be able to log in there. You'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for on Google. You'll be able to see how many clicks you're getting from Google, how well your Facebook ads are doing. And then if you'll also be able to track actually the Google phone calls that are coming in as well, okay?
Oh, that's one thing I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So when Google supplies my information to a client, is it my number? I want to make sure it's my phone number and not a generated phone number.
Okay. So we won't be able to track the Google calls if it's just your number. Is that okay?
Yeah, just that. Okay.
I mean, we can get you a local number so it doesn't come up as something funky. But we can get you a local number that would just transfer over to you as well if that's something that you want.
I've just had this number for 15 years, so locally, like, the number everyone
okay.
recognizes because it's 253 and then my ending is 253. I just want to make sure that's involved in it because it's kind of a...
Okay.
It's not that important. It's not that important.
So do you want that call tracking or do you not want it?
I personally am not going to look at it, but
okay.
I had this problem the time I did this because I wanted to make sure my number was used and I, if I remember correctly, people when they were looking for me would come up with another number that they generated.
Okay. So I'm going to tell them not to put it on there so that way it's just your number and then they can call you from there.
Is that stupid?
Is that what?
Is that something I should be worried about or is that something that shouldn't be even on the radar?
No, I mean, it's just up to you. I mean, it's able to track those calls, so you're able to see which calls are coming in from Google. If you're not really, if you don't care about that, then you could just put your number there. Yeah, not a big deal. We can vet that number out where, you know, somebody's coming in and you could say, hey, for one, press for sales, press one. For a quote, press two. For, you know, talk to the owner, press three type deal. So that takes out those robocalls. But, I mean, if you don't yeah. mind, then we'll just use your number and people can just call you direct. If you want that, okay. then we can put that for you. But it sounds like you just want your number, so
perfect.
We'll keep it that way for you.
I do, because that, yeah, it's going to be easier.
Okay. And then, so you said that you used your wife's card there. What's her name? So I could put that here for the card holder,
Jessica.
For the name.
Jessica.
Jessica?
Mm-hmm. I just didn't go get my card. I used hers. It doesn't matter, but.
And then, okay, I just want to have this on here for our purposes here as well. Okay, so tomorrow, what does your schedule look like? I'm going to set you up with our onboarding team. So they're going to ask you in-depth questions on mile radius you want to target, maybe certain zip codes you want to get into for higher paying jobs, cities. They're going to make sure everything matches with Google as well, and they're going to really ask. It'll probably take around 30 to 45 minutes. I would give them an hour in case you have some follow-up questions for them that they can really answer those as well. So what's a good time for you?
I mean, whenever, would you say tomorrow would be too soon or? Friday's fine. Let's do Friday.
You want to do Friday? Okay. Well, Friday's wide open for you, except for 12 to 1 p.m. My team takes a lunch then. But other than that, you got from 7 a.m. all the way to 4, or 7 a.m. all the way to 3.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
10 would be perfect.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to send you an email right now. And it's going to come from Google Calendar. And in that way, you'll get notifications from Google saying, hey, don't forget, you know, you have this onboarding with Local Splash.
Okay.
I'm just sending this out to you real quickly. Yeah, give me one sec. And I'll send it over. I just got to make sure. It's okay. All right. And then, so they might not call you right at 10. I would give them a 15-minute window. The person before them might take a little long. So right around 10, 15 at the latest, they'll get a hold of you there, and they would start the call then.
Okay.
All right. I'm just finishing this up for you. And then what's your hours of operation? What times are you open?
I'm 7 to 4, 7 to 5, something like that.
Would you want 7 to 4 or 7 to 5 on there?
7 to 4 is fine.
7 to 4. Okay, and that Sunday through Monday through Sunday? Or are you
no
weekends
Sunday.
Off? No Sundays. Okay.
I am the weekends off.
Nope. Do you want Monday through Friday?
I don't have kids at home no more. Saturday's fine. I don't have kids at home no more.
Okay. 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 Monday, 7-4. Okay. And then, do you want like a specific zip code that you want us to really target? That you find that more high-end jobs are over there that you would like to go to?
No. You can keep it just as Belfair is fine.
Okay. And then your mile radius is 100, that's correct?
I think that's safe. That way I can say yes or no to wherever I want, right?
Yeah, definitely. Then we'll be able to target certain cities with the Facebook ads as well. So we'll put them in different areas. We'll try to I'll stay on here, stay out of the Seattle area. Because I know you're not going to want to
go. I don't go north of Seattle. That's all
oh,
I know. I don't go north of Seattle ever.
Okay.
It's too much.
Okay. I'm just making notes. So
the money's good, but it's too much.
Money's good, but the traffic's not.
Yep. And I actually grew up over there, so I mean.
What did you really?
Yeah, okay. We're good. I'm a fluent kid.
Oh, you did? You went to Spokane? All right.
Yeah. So it's changed so much, though.
Yeah. I think my stepmom went to Spokane, if I'm not mistaken. But she moved over there from Wichita, and then she went to Spokane.
Yeah.
And now they moved down, like...
And that's the second biggest... This is the second biggest city here.
Spokane?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's pretty big. I've been there. It's nice, though. I like it. Not too bad. Oh, it's
a little cold. That's a desert over there.
Yeah, but it's better than Seattle. At least it's
you
open.
You got that right.
So. All right, Nathaniel. Right. I'm pretty much set up here. I sent you that email. You just have to accept it. Do you have any more questions for me before I let you go here?
No, sir. You got lucky and got me on a good morning, man.
Well, I'm glad we could help you out and start getting you some customers.
Right on. I hope so.
All right. We will call you at 10:15 on Friday, and then we'll get you all squared away there and start moving that ball forward. All right?
Awesome. Thank you right. very much, bro.
No problem. And if you ever need to get a hold of me, Nathaniel, just call the 877 number, ask to speak to Charlie, and if you want to talk to me about something, maybe ask me a question or anything, they'll transfer you over to me, and then I can assist you with whatever I can, okay?
Sweet.
All right, Nathaniel, you have a great rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you on Friday, okay?
You too, sure. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.